This year's event in Guangxi's capital is playing host to more than 2,500 companies from 29 different countries and regions. Beyond China and the 10 countries which make up the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, business representatives from India, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, and Kazakhstan are also in Nanning.
It's very useful to sell your product here, and you can represent your marketing, and you can enhance so many other countries, like Asia and especially Vietnam, Cambodia. So many visitors came here, and they can judge your product.
Vietnam is the country of honor at this year's event. Vietnamese products, mostly designed for export to China, include food, wooden furniture, electronic devices, and handicrafts.
Shoes are from Vietnam, and the shoes are very popular in China. The shoes is made of rubber, and it is durable and slip on, and the inside is soft. It's very comfortable.
This year's expo features 5,800 exhibition booths, an increase of 1,200 from the previous event. 30 different forums are also being held at the event, covering areas such as education, environmental protection, culture, transportation, and tourism. The event in Nanning is the 13th edition of the trade fair, which is designed to try to promote cooperation among businesses from all the countries involved. A China-ASEAN Business and Investment Summit has also been held. China is ASEAN's largest trading partner, and ASEAN has become China's third largest trading partner since 2010. Mutual trade hit $472 billion last year. For CRI, I'm Victor Ning.